This week, a committee made up of university presidents voted in favor of a system that will decide college football's national championship using a four-team playoff.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
While former football coach Jim Mora might have sounded skeptical, many fans and observers were thrilled to learn that the BCS era will be ending. Joining me now are Yahoo Sports national columnist Dan Wetzel and Sporting News senior college football columnist Matt Hayes. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hey, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Matt, the BCS has been widely criticized for years. What prompted the conference commissioners to promote a playoff plan now?
Money, Bill. That's pretty much where it's at. You know, the funny thing is it's been widely criticized. It's also been wildly popular. I mean, if you look at the system, you know, it took college football from a regional sport to a national sport to a money-making machine that I don't think any of those guys really knew what it could be and what it can be now with this new playoff. You know, I've always been a bowl guy. I'd still rather have a bowl than a playoff simply because, if for no other reason, I don't want college football to become the NFL. I want this sport to continue to be unique and stand on its own rather than slowly going down the road of eventually being more and more like the NFL.
Dan, you co-authored a book titled Death to the BCS, left a lot of people wondering about your position. It's been a little while since we spoke. It seems like I remember you did have one or two small complaints about the BCS. Have I got that right?
Clearly, it was a very fair and balanced book. So, look, it is morning in America. The BCS was successful. It was a fine upgrade over what we had. But so wasn't the typewriter. It's time to move on. Nothing America wants more than playoff football. It is the single biggest entertainment juggernaut in the country, the NFL playoffs. We like high school football playoffs. They even like Division II and 1AA or whatever they're calling it, playoffs. Playoff football is a good thing. They can make their money and we get to watch the games.
Matt, any redeeming qualities to the current system?
The big problem with the BCS was, well, you know, you're limiting so many teams and their chances of playing for it all. And what about number three? And isn't number three as good as number two or number one? Now all you've got is a situation where number five and number six are going to think they're just as good as three and four or two and one. And eventually you're going to see eight teams, and eventually you'll see 16 teams. And the reality is this thing is not going to stop at four teams. It's going to get much bigger because there's more money out there.
What's the impact immediate and down the road on the bowl games?
Whether you're for the bowl games or not, everybody loves the Rose Bowl. That game will be minimized. I think the other big bowl games, even though they're part of that six-bowl rotation where, you know, you're going to find these 12 teams that this committee is going to choose, you know, they will be minimized somewhat when they're not part of that semifinals and or if they are not part of the national championship game. And I think the lower bowls will be significantly minimized.
Dan, the new system is a four-team playoff. The teams will be chosen by a committee, much like the NCAA basketball tournament berths are chosen now. Isn't there a good chance the committee will make choices that leave fans just as unhappy as some BCS choices did?
Absolutely. And I'm not opposed to controversy. There's no good way to choose four out of 125 high-major football teams. I don't necessarily think that is the number one problem with the BCS. I think it's just that the season, this incredible sport that we all love, comes to an end with just a dud. And there was a time when bowl games were fine, but that was before the sport went national. It's a totally different era, and we want the conclusion of the season, like in every other sport, to surge to an end. That's why we have tournaments. That's why we have playoffs in every other sport. And I'm willing to give up a little bit on the excitement and integrity of the Great Idaho Potato Bowl in exchange for that.
Are you mad? Matt, will having a committee that chooses the four playoff teams diminish the weight of the Associated Press and coaches' polls that rank teams during the season?
No, that's my biggest problem with this. To me, part of the fabric of the sport has been the polls, whether you agree with them, disagree with them, like them, or don't like them. To me, college football is a sport of arguing. My coach is better than your coach. My team is better than your coach. My conference is better than your coach. My mascot is better than your coach. And a lot of that has to do with polls. And Bill, I honestly believe that with this new system, these polls are now meaningless. look at college basketball right now. Does anybody really care who's number one in the weekly poll during the regular season? Of course they don't.
These are polls, mind you, that are voted on by the coach's secretary. I mean, you know, I'll give you that. I'll give you this on Matt. It's no question. The vaunted coach's poll is no longer going to be a big deal. But it never should have been in the first place. It's a fine thing to create barroom arguments or talk radio arguments, but there's no scientific basis for the way those things are operated. These coaches don't admit they don't watch any games and vote for their friends. It might have been fun, but it was a silly way to crown a champion.
For algorithm aficionados, there's still time to savor the BCS, which has been deciding who plays for the title since 1998. The formula will still be in place this coming season and next season. Are you rooting for a wildly controversial championship game to close out the BCS era on a fitting note?
I guess we need 3-4 undefeated teams the last year. Yeah, just as a reminder about how wonderful this thing is. If you want to understand how screwed up college football is, you have to understand that they cannot change their own postseason for 2 years because they don't run their postseason. They have contracts with the Rose Bowl and the Orange Bowl that they cannot break. Believe me, when Bud Selig wanted to add a wild card team to the baseball playoffs, he just did it. Any other business is able to control their own business. College football can't. So we get 2 more years of this. And, you know, you almost feel for the third-place team the next couple of years, or even the second-place team has got to get it even worse. At this point, no one really is saying it's a good system anymore, so I don't even know how they defend it over the next 2 years.
Dan Wetzel is a national columnist for Yahoo Sports, the co-author of Death to the BCS, and a regular guest on Only a Game as well. Dan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Bill.
And Matt Hayes is a senior college football columnist for the Sporting News. Matt, thank you for joining us.
Okay, Bill, my pleasure.